You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, what's going on, fam? It's me, Roscoe, here, just giving you a little bit of an intro for our next episode with Kevin Jaeger. Once again, guest hosting Built for the Stage fam. Love Kevin Jaeger. He's also on Broadwasted. He has a podcast here on the Broadway Podcast Network. So make sure you check out Broadwasted after you listen to this episode with him guest hosting with our episode guest, Afra Hines. Afra is coming to us from Hadestown. And I was just thinking about Hadestown and what it's like to be in the ensemble and a lot of the interviews that I've heard as far as the creation of Hadestown is just about how much kind of freedom they had with creating their ensemble tracks. And with this creation of the characters and almost like creating a plan of what they were going to do on stage, it gives life to the character. It gives life and meaning to the show. It adds something. It gives them direction. And I was just thinking about how we can kind of match that up with our fitness journey about how we have to create a story. We have to make a plan or a schedule. If not, we're just going to be chasing our tails and there's not going to be much direction in our fitness journey. There's not going to be much productivity. There's not going to be much depth to our fitness. And the biggest thing is that there's not going to be a fruitful result. So as I was thinking about Afra and I was thinking about all the praise that the ensemble has been getting from Hadestown and how much their creativity and their planning and their in-depth thought to what they would do and what they would bring to these roles, I just started thinking about how in fitness, it's the same thing. We can't just go into the gym with no thought about it and just think that good things are going to happen. We have to do our part to create our story and make sure that we are doing the best that we can do to determine the outcome of our success in the gym or in our fitness facility. So keep that in mind. I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Kevin Jaeger, once again, guest hosting with our guest, Afra Hines from the Broadway show Hadestown. Love you all. Don't forget about that free trial. If you haven't tried Built for the Stage, go to the website, builtforthestage.com, fill out that free trial form, and we'll be on our way. All right, y'all. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Built for the Stage podcast. I'm Kevin Jaeger, guest host and Built for the Stage fam. Coach is actually currently seeing Built for the Stage fam James Snyder, who plays Harry Potter in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Broadway. Be on the lookout for his time with James, as well as his previous podcast guest, James Brown III, on the Built for the Stage YouTube channel. You can find that link in the description in this podcast. If you still haven't tried out Built for the Stage, don't forget about the free trial. Go to the website, www.builtforthestage.com, to schedule your trial today. I'm telling you guys, you really should. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. There's no commitment or catch, just a chance to try it out. Because actors are athletes, so it's time to start training like one. All right, so on our show today, we have Afra Hines, the brilliant star of stage and screen, who is currently, or was currently appearing in the Tony Award-winning musical Hadestown on Broadway. You've definitely seen her before on the stage. She's appeared in 7 Broadway shows, including Summer, the Donna Summer musical, In the Heights, Shuffle Along, Ghost, and Motown, as well as the first national tour of the smash hit Hamilton. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
with me.
For having me. Oh,
so exciting. I have so many questions because your career is insane. Like
Thank you.
Hit all these amazing highs with like big, huge shows.
I mean, well, I started very young, so I think that
How did that all come to pass? Did you come straight from college? Did we skip college and come straight to being a star?
I went straight from high school into the Broadway company of Wicked as a vacation swing.
Okay.
I was going to go to Fordham and do their BFA program, but I decided to take a little bit of time off. And during that time, I started booking work. And so I just
And Broadway
never,
called and then
Broadway
you're like, oh,
called.
Right, okay.
Hello?
Hello, Broadway? Yeah, all right, sorry. College, I can't go because Broadway called?
Yeah.
College is on hold. That's so exciting. So this is your seventh Broadway show.
Yeah,
which is,
I think that's right.
Is that right?
I think. So, Wicked and Heights goes. Eight.
Oh.
It's my eighth Broadway show.
You just got a fancier in like 5 seconds.
Now.
But that's incredible because, I mean, a lot of people are so thrilled and have that amazing chance to be on Broadway once or twice or some things like that.
Yeah.
And you're like a career Broadway performer.
Yes.
So with having done, this is now your eighth Broadway show, what does it take from you physically in order to continue to keep up the stamina to do eight shows a week for the eighth show, especially because a lot of shows you've been in have been long-running hits?
Yes. That's a good question. For me, it's a lot of mental stamina, getting your mind right in order to be able to physically do the job is like, I don't know, 80% of it to begin with. But I try to, I have a, I try to, what I'm working on now is finding balance. So in the past, my, the way that I would approach fitness would be like, I would go to some boot camp and go so hard that I like couldn't walk the next day.
Right.
And then I would just not do anything for a really long time. So now it's like trying to find a balance. Cause if you show up to the theater and you can barely walk, but you don't want to call out because you did it to yourself, you know? So trying to find a balance.
That's awesome. And Coach always talks about that with the balance between the mental game and the physical game, because you can't get any gains physically unless your brain is in it too.
Yeah.
And you have to make that decision every day to like dedicate yourself to fitness. It's like, that's really funny that you just brought that up because he's always saying that. Now, of course, you were in eight Broadway shows and had this amazing Broadway career, but you spent 7 years as a Rockette.
Yes.
At Radio City.
Yes. And I tell you, that job is so physically demanding.
Yeah.
So I think that was my first.
I get tired just watching the Macy's performance.
Yes. And they're freezing when they do that too.
Yeah, because those costumes are tiny and like your legs are exposed and kicking everywhere. And
yep.
So how did that come to pass and what was that whole experience like?
So I became a Rockette, I think I was 19 or 20, I can't remember. But I went to an open call at Radio City Music Hall. I did have an agent by that time, but I don't even think I told them. I think I just like showed up to Radio City Music Hall and stood in this like super long line. And I didn't get the job, but I was invited at I don't know if they still do this, but during that time they had a program. I think it was called the diversity, something inclusion. I'm not sure. But basically they took people from the audition that they thought showed promise and invited them to this workshop to like do a mock audition for 2 to 3 days and learn how to better audition next time. So I did that. And then the next year I was hired. It was my first like long gig, which 3 months at that time was like, whoa, this is a really long gig.
I'm working forever.
Yeah. And it was like my first real paycheck. It was, and it's so physically demanding and there's so much history and tradition around it. It just, I think, was like the perfect first job for me because it set me up to A, really know how blocking works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if ever there's a time to know your blocking at Radio City, you not only have like depth that you have to be on and numbers, so but you can be like, it's like if you picture a giant graph and you're like on one point in the graph at any time. So it like just taught me everything I need to know about theater, I feel like.
And I mean, we always say how hard it is to do 8 shows a week, but the Rockettes, especially during like the Christmas Spectacular, are doing what? Like sometimes five shows a day?
Yeah. Well, I think they're—
Do they rotate
cast? I think they've outlawed the 5 shows a day now,
okay.
I think. But there, when I was a Rockette, there was— We did 1 5-show day a week. Or maybe not every week, but like during the last couple weeks of the run when it's like now's the prime time.
Yeah.
But I think they only do up to four a day. Maybe they do five. I'm not sure because it's been, you know, years since I've been there.
Right.
But sorry, what was the question?
Oh, I was just like, so like with doing shows like that, like yeah. five shows a day, four shows a day,
oh,
or an eight show week, which is also very taxing.
Right.
How do you keep it fresh for yourself every time?
Yeah.
Especially when you're like, it's days that you're not mentally 100% there in it. Because that happens to all of us.
Yes. Well, like you were saying, at Radio City, they do up to 16 shows a week. So it's like you have to know how to be full out, but also conserve your energy. So knowing like how to, I feel like when people first start out in the business, they want to do something so full out and so, and that's great, but it sometimes doesn't work for you. So then you end up burning out and you have to call out and all that sort of thing. So knowing how to dance full out, but with a calmness inside.
Sure.
So that you save your energy. Yeah. And sticking to what you've been taught. A lot of times people will also try and sort of like, or not even try to, it just happens. The choreography sort of morphs to something else or mm-hmm. like changes a little bit. And I find that if you stick to what was choreographed originally, that also helps.
Definitely. Yeah. Just like sticking to like what the plan was and
yeah.
making sure that you execute it that
yeah.
way every time.
And you don't have to overthink it and your body knows what to do and like it's clean and you have less chance of getting injured. It's just all the things are better.
I love that. Now, jumping from the stage to the screen, you got to be a part of the incredible Fosse Verdon
yeah.
that happened.
Yeah.
What was so that fun. Experience
like? It was
like?
So cool. Oh, it was such a treat. So I had worked with the team previously in the Heights. So I was so thrilled to get to work with them again. It's very different from stage, obviously, because yeah. you're working these like super long days. But with Fosse Verdon, it was so great because we had, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say we had like a week or 2 weeks of rehearsing just for this one scene.
Oh, I
like
love
they
that.
Wanted it to be authentic. And so we had original Fosse dancers come and teach us the choreography and not just the choreography,
wow.
but like the intention behind something. And it was just so amazing. Like not just the shoot day, but like that time in the studio was such a gift. And I haven't done a ton of TV, but I'm sure that's pretty rare that you get
yeah.
that much rehearsal time. But it's different because you're there all day and you have to do it over and over again. It's just like I was saying, trying to do 16 or 8 shows in a week, having your stamina and like knowing full out is one thing, but not adding on top of that extra stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, TV, you can sometimes have like 10, 12, 14 hour days and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to kind of keep your energy up? I mean, I know you took breaks for food and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but like, was it a lot just a mental game to keep going?
It was, yeah, a lot of it was a mental game, but a lot of it was just like, holy crap, I'm on set right now with all these like amazing people and everyone in the cast was so cool. And if there was something that we weren't, like I wasn't in the shot, but I was still in the room just watching the scenes happen. It was just so energizing.
Was it a weird experience to then watch it like when it was actually like airing and remember the experience of being on set?
Yeah, totally.
I bet
and like
that was
knowing,
cool.
oh my gosh, we did that lift a gazillion times or we did that without, you know, they have to do it sometimes without music. So you have like a thump track. And yeah, it's just so fun.
And was that your first experience with like Fosse choreography?
Yes, pretty much. You know, I haven't ever learned Fosse choreography before.
Yeah, because I saw like on your resume, I didn't see like a lot of Fosse shows.
Right.
But I know you do a lot of dancing. So it
yeah.
just was something that I'm sure you just naturally jumped into, especially when it's like the royalty of the Fosse like
yeah.
dynasty is teaching
yeah.
you
amazing.
To do it.
It was so cool.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned In the Heights. So I want to talk mm-hmm. about that because we all kind of were gagging over the release of the In the Heights trailer.
Yes, me too.
So what is that like for you having been a part of the original company and seeing the show now like, on the big screen, like
yeah,
going to reach like an entire
wild.
Next generation, but also just like a whole world of people.
Yeah, it's incredible. It blows my mind to think about. It also makes me feel old because I'm like, wow, this, you know, I remember being, well, first of all, it must be even crazier because I joined the show when it moved to Broadway. There's a whole group of people, I think maybe only two or three of us joined
right before the
The Broadway run started. So for everyone else, it must be even crazier because they did an off-Broadway built it, and it just must be insane. But it's also really cool to think that something that I was a part of is continuing on, and it's going to reach so many more people, and it's going to have like this new, new fan base to it. And it looks so good.
It looks so good. Because we all heard it was happening and there was the buzz, but like no one wanted to get too excited.
Right.
But like then you saw the trailer and everybody just was like simultaneous, like, can this happen now? Like we need to see this.
Yeah, it looks so good.
And the movie musical is coming back, mm-hmm. but we're doing a lot of these like tried and true kind of shows. So it's so exciting to see such a like new exciting melting pot of a show that mm-hmm. has like a really important message, especially in today's world, mm-hmm. to be spread on the big screen. That's mm-hmm. so exciting.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Now let's jump back into theater, but thinking more about not just on the Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the first national tour of Hamilton.
Yeah.
What was that like to be one of the first people to take such an important story and bring it across the country to people who were dying to see it?
Yeah. it felt like it happened so fast for me because I was there just under a year. And also the casting process for me was different, I think, than a lot of people have. So it felt like all of a sudden I was like thrown into this giant machine. But I'm so honored to have been a part of it. Like, I think that musical is...
That's a pretty good feather in your cap.
It's like, the best. I know, right? I know. I'm proud of that
one. Oh yeah, Hamilton, I was in that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I do wish, what I was going to say was I wish that I had a little bit more time there,
mm-hmm.
but that's a weird way of saying it because I love the way things turned out for me and I left to do another show, but I would have like savored it a little bit longer. Like, it's such a gorgeous, delicious show to be a part of. So
yeah, and that's really exciting to have like a hand in like both of Lin-Manuel's like opuses. Opuses?
Yeah.
Whichever one it is, it's both now.
Yeah.
Touring life. Uh-huh. Was that your first tour experience?
It was. I had done I was in the Chicago company of Wicked
mm-hmm.
for just
like
a sit down. Yeah. So this is my first actual tour, but it didn't really feel like a tour in the way that I've heard people talk about tours, because for the first 5 months we were in San Francisco, and then for the next 6 months or so, we did these two
like
long
big sit downs.
Yeah. We did San Francisco, LA, and San Diego.
Okay.
The first year. So
you're
it wasn't
West Coast in it.
Yeah, yeah. It was
That's
really
nice.
Fun.
Yeah, I bet the weather was probably really
It was awesome.
Nice. But what was it like trying to like keep your body and your mind kind of like in shape and on the same page as you are in New York when you're in your own environment. Mm-hmm. What was that like when you were like jumping from city to city or in a city that you weren't exactly familiar with?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they have a fantastic physical therapy department that travels with the show. And that was so important because that show is actually really difficult. The ensemble rarely is off stage. They're like moving chairs. There's moving turntables. You're like in corsets. There's so many things. Yeah. Like just taking on and off the jackets that we wore, like my shoulders were getting injured. So having the team there was amazing. But I also joined ClassPass and would just take like exercise classes around.
So now your career has taken you back to the Broadway.
Yes.
And you are in the Tony Award-winning musical, Hadestown.
Yes.
And you are part of the ensemble, which is a lot of shows, the ensemble always plays an important piece, but this show, it's so ingrained in like the beauty and the movement of the piece.
Yeah.
That what was this like? What was this process like? How long have you been like a part of this process of the show?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the craze? I know this is a lot of questions. So what was it like being a part of the show from like the moment you entered? Mm-hmm. And what has it been like just with the whirlwind of how much it's been so well received?
Okay. Well, first of all, it is such a joy to be a part of such an intimate, like small group of work of performers.
Mm-hmm.
There's only five of us in the ensemble, and we have—
Well, with Tim Hughes, it seems like there's 10 of
right?
you.
Right. Yeah, and what a joy to work with Tim. I've only worked with him one other time, and it was like, I think we were doing a workshop for a Josephine Baker musical.
Oh, cool.
Years and years ago. Anyway, so it's been really special to be part of such a small cast. It's a totally different experience from being in a large cast, but both are wonderful. But I joined, I think we auditioned for the show in December of last year, of 2018 rather. And then we started rehearsals in February, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a quick.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I think they thought it was going to take shorter time to cast it. Because when we went in for the audition, the casting directors were like, we're going to have this done in a week. So you guys will know before Christmas, like, if you have a job or not. And we're all like, yes.
Yeah.
Don't have to like think about it over the holidays. But of course it took—
You won't have your 19th callback. And
right. But of course it ended up taking longer than that. And there were multiple callbacks. but yeah, so we started in February and it's been amazing. Like it's always special to be part of an original Broadway cast because you're rehearsing with everybody and you're doing like all the press events and hopefully you're recording a cast album. And hopefully getting Tony nominations. So it's just like a really fun time to be in a show, but especially when it's such a successful show and it's so well received. And I mean, the fans of this show are like hardcore. They come fully dressed, which is so fun to see.
The Hades on Instagram always has this like gorgeous fan art that people draw and put together, or like the cosplay that you see of people. It's insane. Like at Broadway Con, Hadestown was one of the most well represented shows amongst the cosplayers.
Yeah,
because it's just this show like deeply resonates with people.
Yeah,
and so this is Hadestown is a it's based on the Orpheus and Eurydice story,
mm-hmm.
which is a centuries kind of old story of like tragic love.
Yeah,
but it's been updated in such a beautiful way that it speaks to this time period as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is that specifically with this production of the story resonates with so many people?
Oh, well, I think it's, first of all, it's so gorgeous to look at and to listen to. So that makes it easy. You know, like people come in not knowing at all what they're about to see and somehow they're like totally drawn into, like you said, this centuries-old story. But there's also the story of Hades and Persephone, and I think the way that those two are sort of mirrored is really fascinating. And then unintentionally, I think, for Aeneas, she wrote this song, Why We Build the Wall, and it's just like so spot on with the things
Very
we're dealing
apropos.
With right now. Yeah, it's crazy. And she wrote that, you know, 10 years ago. So mm-hmm. it's it's just a testament to how art, you know, continuously, if it's really good, stays current to the moment.
Yeah. And in this show, I've seen a couple of times, I'm a big fan. in the show, like I was saying, the ensemble is so integrated into the show. Mm-hmm. And also it's another show where like you're physically kind of exposed. I mean, the clothes are, you're covered, but it's like, there's a lot of skin out and things like that.
Yeah.
So like, what has been like your process with this show to like keep like fitness in your body kind of like always on and ready? Cause you guys are dancing a lot. You're moving. There's trapdoors. There's all this kind of stuff going on at once. You're climbing up and downstairs. And it's a very physical show.
Yeah.
Which people I think may not realize because like the tone and the color of it is very kind of like sweeping and soft, mm-hmm. but like the movement and there's a lot of like vibrant dance and movement.
Yeah. I think what's so great about David Newman's choreography is that it's a lot of high energy and it looks very exciting, but all the movement is very sort of natural and feels like there's no like, you know, split leaps and high kicks. It's all very like natural movement. So that's a plus for sure when it comes to injuries and things like that. You know, once we get into the second act, the movement gets a little bit harder because we're lower to the ground and mm-hmm. things like that. But yeah, so it's not, it is physically demanding, but it's not one of those shows where, you know, it's not like a Moulin Rouge where they are dancing and like doing tricks.
Yeah.
But there's no
they're like pretzels by the end. They're just like wrapped all.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not doing any like huge tricks. There are some fun lifts in the show, but yeah, just being good to your body and warming up. And like I said, it seems like the recurring theme I keep going back to is like being full out, but not adding, you know, craziness on top of that. So.
And you were a cover for Persephone.
Yes.
And when you were in Donna, you mm-hmm. also were covering not Diva, which
the disco.
Disco Donna.
Yeah.
So you covered what is it like when you're covering a role to be able to kind of like at a moment's notice, be like, oh, guess what? You're on in 27 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, so Disco Donna was my first principal cover. So it definitely, there was a little bit of a learning curve there.
And you went on like what, 25, 26 times?
I went on quite a bit. Ariana hurt her ankle. I think we were still in previews.
Which during previews, you wouldn't have even had rehearsals at that point, right?
Yeah, it was wild. I didn't, I hadn't had a full rehearsal yet, but I knew that I should be learning it at home. So I was off book and I had learned the music and I was trying to, you know, watch her out of the corner of my eye when I was on stage as much as possible to get her blocking and stuff. But yeah, it was a wild ride. And I think, it set me up for knowing how to prepare yourself. Because it's not, you have, as a professional, it's your responsibility. You know?
100%. And that goes hand in hand when the coach is always saying to prepare yourself physically and mentally for the role you have to do. Mm-hmm. That's about taking care of your body, but also like knowing that you can go on stage and do all that magic that you have to do to bring the part together. So another part of fitness besides just the working out and thinking about your body and going to Barry's boot camp and knocking yourself out is also the nutrition side.
Yes.
And do you have any fun like recipes that are delicious and like somewhat healthy that you like to like indulge yourself in?
I'm trying to think. My new favorite thing is have you been to Bluestone Lane? They have this like yogurt with lemon curd and I've decided that I make it at home now. So I just bought all the individual like ingredients.
I love doing that. Like, oh, I can make this.
Yeah. And I like mine better now. But yeah, it's like sweet, but not super sweet. And you're getting your protein and your fat and your carbs because I put a little bit of granola on it. It's so good.
That's
awesome. Just load it up with fruit on top.
Oh, now I'm gonna have
but to lemon curd is like the key. It's like the sweet part. So you just put a tiny bit on top.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little bit of indulgence.
Yeah.
Just make eat all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. So you've been in a ton of shows, 8 mm-hmm. Broadway shows and counting, and I'm sure hundreds more after that. Uh-huh. So you are very familiar with the audition process.
Yes.
And a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are fitness aficionados, but also people who are getting ready to pursue their career in performance.
Yeah.
So what would be some kind of advice that you'd be able to give a young performer about like the best way to present themselves or get over audition jitters when they go into the room?
Okay. Yes. I think first of all, you have to audition a lot. So, cause it's a new thing. It's a different skill. So in order to get comfortable in the room, you have to be pushing yourself. So I would say go to as many auditions as possible. The other thing is be a normal person when you come into the room. Like a lot of people, we get nervous and you start like being robotic or like just weird. So try and like remember that there are people behind the table too. And they want you to do well. My other thing that I would say is one thing that happens when people get nervous is they stop listening so much because they're so in their heads about what's going to happen next or what they're trying to remember that they stop listening. So if you can try to really listen to what's being said, that's going to put you way ahead of the game.
I love that.
Yeah.
And just to tie it back again to the Bill for the Stage program, when you said to like go into the room and listen, that's a great thing to kind of like listen to your body and know that like if a certain movement or something isn't.
Definitely that too. Because I've seen people get injured in rehearsal, in auditions.
Yeah. And when you said audition a lot, that's good. Because a lot of times, like when I first started the program, I was comfortable getting on a treadmill. I could do that. But like going into like the bro room where all the weights were and stuff, like you get nervous.
Yeah.
But like the more you go and making yourself go, the
it's
more
not such a thing.
It becomes a thing. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, I'm used to this room. This is fine.
Yeah.
I love that. The last thing I'm going to ask you about is, so you are on leave right now.
Yes.
And you'll be coming back to the show. When can people be so excited to see you back in the performance?
We're looking at early August.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So like sometime by like before the fall happens.
Yeah.
Oh, which is like part of the show because like the summer.
Yes, that's right.
Tying it all back.
Yes.
So thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
I really appreciate having this chat with you. And definitely be sure to see Hadestown. It is beautiful and incredible.
Yes.
And see all of the other amazing things. You can watch Fosse Verdon on Hulu. And you'll see Afrin 1,000 other shows, I'm sure, very, very soon. Do not forget to follow Built for the Stage on Instagram. You can find them at Built for the Stage. Also, check out their YouTube channel. It's Built for the Stage as well. Joe's got some really cool stuff going on for that. Go to builtforthestage.com and sign up for that free trial. It's going to be the best thing that you ever did for yourself. Take time for yourself. Take care of yourself and set yourself up for success if you want to be a performer. And even if you don't want to be a performer and you just want to have a happy life, part of a happy life is taking care of yourself. So make sure to let Joe help you do that because he's helped me a lot and he can help you too. So again, that's Built for the Stage. And I am Kevin Jaeger from Broadwasted. We are all from the family of the Broadway Podcast Network, which you can find at broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. Or if you like shortcuts like me, it's bpn.fm. And this one is / Built for the Stage. So check that out. Thank you, Afra.
Thank you.
I had
you
a great time chatting with you.
Yeah, me too.
And you guys will hear Joe next time. So stay
tuned. Joe.
And hey, Joe. So stay tuned and see y'all next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.